Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I mean, at least it was only a day, but still. Sometimes WWE comes up with such crazy ideas that they make it out of the ideas room, they get on TV, until the powers that be see it and go, ha, well, that was a mistake, we shouldn't have done it. It is too late by then, though, even though WWE tries to take it off the television. But these things will never go away. Mostly because of nerds like you and me. So hello my friends, I am Simon from What Culture. Please do hit that subscribe button. This is 10 very bad WWE ideas that only lasted one day. Number 10, Von Wagner is SmackDown security. I like Von Wagner. He is massive and a little bit weird. And that's all I need from my wrestling. Also kind of sums up NXT 2.0. Have you watched that show? It is really bizarre. That's why it's so good. WWE is clearly a fan of his too, because in late 2021, all of a sudden, there he was on WWE SmackDown, hanging out with Adam Pearce, and kind of insinuating, oh, hey, ho, I'm now his security guard. What? Before you could even digest this, he was gone again, and nobody explained why he arrived, and nobody explained why he decided to exit. Now, I'm sure the conclusion was he'd be better off in NXT learning his craft, but then why did you do it? And why did you only do it for one show? I don't think it's going to hurt him in the long run, but don't do this for a second time. It confused me. I don't like being confused. Number 9, Emelina. But this one is written into wrestling folklore. It's so ridiculous. And to this day, in 2023, nobody knows what the hell was going on. Because after literally months of vignettes saying, oh my gosh, here comes Emelina. Oh my gosh, you're not going to believe Emelina. Emma walked out onto an episode of Raw and went, yeah, I'm going back to Emma now. And she left. Now, how that was possible, I don't know, because we hadn't even tried the new version yet. And this went down all the way back in February 2017. And according to the rumor mill, basically, WWE wanted a throwback character that was all like, oh my gosh, I'm a diva now. They thought Emma could do the job until one day they just decided, oh no, we don't think she can do the job. It doesn't sound like Emma herself was much into this, so why we pulled the trigger to begin with, I don't know. And it did not go well after the fact, because she lost a bunch of matches to Asuka before getting her release. Number 8, that Keith Lee idea. Now, Keith Lee did an interview about this recently, and even he seemed really confused about it all. And look, we were with you, Keith. I don't know what was happening. But after smashing it in NXT and finally getting his call up to the main roster, where he beat Randy Orton, Vince McMahon all of a sudden decided, well, I don't like anything you did down there, so we should change the whole package. Which, yes, begs the question, what is the point of NXT? So we got rid of his music and we got rid of his gear, and he was told to stop being so agile, which is like the best thing about Keith Lee. But the strangest part is now he was going to be called the Bearcat. I'm pretty sure we even got a bear noise. I mean, what was painfully clear is that Vince didn't see any of this and felt like he had to recreate him in his own image. But when you try and get someone to do things they're not comfortable with, well, it was never going to work. And what happened a year after he had been called up? Keith Lee got released. And I would never get over that. It was not the right decision. Number 7, Fantasio. Okay, so Fantasio worked 3 matches for the then WWF. But given that 2 of them were dark matches, and 1 only aired properly, well, we're going to focus on this one. And it went so badly, he was never seen again. Going down in 1995, where if you wanted to be a wrestler, you also had to have another job, like a baseball player or a garbage man, eventually we were going to get a magician. This is when Fantasio entered. But all he wanted to do was show you that using his powers, he could take his opponent's underwear off. I'm not joking around here, that's what he did. There's also a rumor that he almost burnt the building down. You're gonna have to Google that one. But the former Del Rio stood absolutely no chance here, because his character was a buffoon. Now look, a lot of gimmicks in this era were buffoonery, such as Duke the Dumpster Drozzy, but he didn't even get a second chance, and that was that, he was done. So I can only presume that Vince McMahon really didn't like magic acts, and somebody can convince him to do it, and then poof! Joke, he was gone. Number six, I still remember. Although WWE didn't, because they forgot to follow up on this. Whoops. But during the Ruthless Aggression era, it really did feel like WWE was all, how do we get back to the Attitude Era? So they would do stuff like this all the time. So when Booker T was in the locker room hanging out with Heidenreich of all people, all of a sudden he got a letter, and all it said on it was, I still remember. I mean, it was so heavy-handed, it was as if Booker had maybe killed someone. But Mr. T just went, ha-ha, I don't care about this. He dropped the thing, he left, and we never discussed it again. So I suppose that's how you deal with your problems. This was back in 2003, and at first he blamed Heidenreich of doing a bad joke. But of course, old Heidi was incapable of even giving a smile, and if you know, you know. And there was some kind of intrigue here, because again, what the hell had the five-time WCW champion done? Your guess is as good as mine. I'm a bit worried that WWE never even figured it out. So if you do just happen to be a writer or you were behind the scenes, if you could leave a comment below and tell me, that would be great. Otherwise, it's going to annoy me for...
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Number five, Paul and Katie Burchill, the sex siblings. You heard that right. And if this had gone ahead, I probably never would have watched wrestling again. We've all heard the story how Vince McMahon was just desperate to do an incest storyline, to the point he wanted to do it with his own children. But after Shane and Stephanie turned around and said, no, what the hell is wrong with you? He just went and found some other people to do it. So in February 2008, in-story siblings Paul Burchill and Katie Leah Burchill would walk out there with Paul saying things like, anything my sister wants, my sister gets, and we can't play around with this. He was insinuating sex. Thankfully, around this time, WWE decided they should move to a PG product, and that's why we should always celebrate the fact this did happen. And when the USA Network found out about it, they were also like, you gotta can that, that's disgusting. And I still fear what we could have done with this, and I wouldn't be over it today. At no point in my life have I ever sat down and gone, oh man, it's my entertainment portion of the evening, give me some incest. This was the worst thing ever. And before, Rufus Pancake Patterson. So here's another one. Why on earth on a random episode of Raw did Titus O'Neil put a wig, a glasses, and some suit on and start saying, no, my name is Rufus Pancake Patterson? Because it wasn't. But he was still part of the primetime players because Darren Young was with him. And of all the people they chose to interrupt, was John Cena. He too was baffled because Rufus was meant to be Titus's uncle or something. And when this eventually led to John Cena versus Darren Young, the pancake didn't even help him. He just watched on from the sidelines, making a lot of noise. I mean, he refused to fight because he had a bad back, but given that nobody explained this, it was like being on drugs. And look, fair play to O'Neil, he really committed to the bit, but once again, what was the bit all about? And I remember when I sat down to watch this, I was like, well, I've clearly missed an episode of Raw, and I went back in time to try and fix it. But no, we just did this. We never did it again. Wrestling is flubbing weird. Number three, Fryer Ferguson. Now, the WWF knew what they were doing with this, but they still decided to do it anyway. Because as you can probably figure out, the Fryer was a religious gimmick given to Mike Shaw, and he came and went so fast that before you knew it, he had also been given Bastion Booger. So if you're looking for the king of the terrible characters, Here it is. Ferguson only had one appearance on Raw because one, again, it was just terrible, but two, it pissed off the Catholic Church of New York, who said to the WWF, well, maybe you don't want to do that anymore. Thankfully, they agreed and nixed it. This really was going too far with the work-related gimmicks as well, because what was I meant to believe here? A friar had become a friar because they thought that was going to help with them being a wrestling champion, or it was the other way around. But whichever direction you choose just makes your brain go funny. It's so damn random, especially because he was the booger within a month. I never want to go back to these times. Number two, Hayd Vanson. A classic this, and it all went down in 2008, and because of one singular vignette, this dude has become infamous. Now, Vanson did seem to be a solid hand and somebody you would want on your books, but I don't think anybody ever looked at him and said, I tell ya, there's an opponent for The Undertaker. As Jim Ross and Bruce Pritchard have talked about on their podcast, though, the writing team did want The Undertaker to beat somebody random on an episode of Raw, so they went down to their developmental leagues, they found Hayd Vanson and said, hey, you're gonna do it. Now, this was always meant to be a one and done, hence why we got a video on SmackDown with Hayd being like, man, dead man, I'm gonna kick your ass. The problem being, even though it had been run by Vince McMahon, when he saw this, he did what he always does. He went, well, that dude is too small. The whole thing was over. I mean, the real shame is that Hayd never got another opportunity after this, and this would actually serve as the end of his WWE tenure. And once again, management was all like Jurassic Park. If we don't say anything, maybe everyone will forget. But look, we're here almost 20 years later, and we all remember it. And don't pretend they're still not doing this today, because they are. Just means it's never gonna stop. Number one, Gunther Stark. Tuesday, the 18th of January, 2022. This date shouldn't stick out to you. Apart from the fact it was on NXT where we got Walter versus Roderick Strong. And when the match was done, Walter got the microphone and said, nah, brah, my new name is Gunther. And now look, this is dumb, but WWE does it all the time. And eventually we just get over it. The problem with this one is when they went to trademark it. It was soon revealed that the whole name was going to be Gunther Stark, but when WWE did their due diligence, it turned out that a Gunther Stark just so happened to be a Second World War U-boat Nazi commander, and I don't think we should be naming our wrestlers after that. Rightfully so, this rang some alarm bells, and we just stuck with the first name, but how the hell did we even get to this stage to begin with? Also, Walter is just the better name. I mean, I don't care, I am massively over it, but as we are discussing it again, it's true. Know any other terrible ideas that WWE did for one day and then flushed down the toilet? Make sure you let us know in the comments below. And of course, click one of the videos on the screen, and that way we can have more fun. You can also like the video, share the video, and subscribe. Follow us on What Culture, What Culture WWE, and SimonMiller316. And you know we've got a website, it's called whatculture.com. My name is Simon for What Culture. Thank you very much for joining me as always. I appreciate your time. We have so little of it. Take care. See you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.